coach Sylvia Hatchell of the Tar Heel women's basketball team sitting down with Walter Storholt at the Carolina Club, talking basketball from 7 to 7:30. Tar Heel basketball, by the way, men's basketball, that is, tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. They will be on the road at NC State. Joined now in the studio by a couple of special guests. We've got Cordelia Heaney from the Compass Center for Women and Families. Is it Heaney or Haney?
Heaney.
It is Heaney. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what I thought. I looked at it and realized I forgot to ask. And Jill Hare, who is the chair of the art show committee. And the art show that we're talking about is Through Women's Eyes, From Women's Hands. That is coming up on February 25th at the Sheraton Chapel Hill, one of the big annual fundraisers for the Compass Center. So Cordelia, Jill, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
So tell us about the art show, and I'll let anyone start. Cordelia, you're looking at Jill. So Jill, take it away. What are people going to see when they come out on February 25th?
I mean, the one thing I've always loved about the art show, I've gone for many years, is the numerous, the difference of art and pottery, jewelry. I think, you know, for such a great organization, this is a wonderful way to feel like it's a win-win. You go to this event, you find something you love at any sort of price that you can afford, and yet you're giving to this wonderful organization at the same time. You're listening to music, you've got a glass of wine maybe in your hand, a little hors d'oeuvre. I mean, what could be nicer?
That sounds really good. So how does it all come together? How is the art curated? What goes on behind the scenes to make this come together?
Well, the art show is a tradition in Chapel Hill. It's been going on for over 30 years now. And we work with a fantastic committee of volunteers, and Jill's the chair, to collect art from North Carolina women artists. We say women artists with a North Carolina connection. And we contact them and reach out to them and say, would you like to donate a piece of your beautiful work to help support Compass Center? And then they also will participate in the event.
How many different pieces of art are we talking about this year?
Ooh.
Over
200.
Oh, my God.
I mean, we have potters that love to give. We have jewelers that love to give. We've got well-known artists, Jane Filer, Barbara Triola. I mean, we have people who, this is a passion to be able to give to this organization and to see one of their pieces out there.
And one of the cool features of the art show is what we call the mini masterpieces. So we invite artists to paint a 5x7 canvas, and then they're all displayed. We have over 200 that we're expecting to show y'all at the art show, and they're anonymous. So you don't know who the artist is until after you've purchased them, and they're each $50. And it's just amazing the array of things that different artists can do with a 5x7 piece of canvas.
That's really cool. So we're talking with Cordelia Heaney and Jill Hare again, Through Women's Eyes, From Women's Hands. This is an annual art show to benefit the Compass Center for Women and Families, one of the great, great, great organizations here in our community. CompassCTR.org, by the way, if you want more information about the art show and about the Compass Center itself. So how does the show, I want to talk about the Compass Center here in a minute, but how does the show work? You've got the 5x7s that sell for $50 each. Mm-hmm. How else can you give back to the Compass Center on February 25th?
Well, whether or not you can come to the event, you can purchase raffle tickets, which you can get online at our website. And we've got some really cool prizes like a Flyleaf Books gift certificate and an iPad Air and some really, really neat prizes that people can get. But at the event, you can come early if you want to purchase Golden Circle tickets. Those are $250 for two tickets, and you get to come to the 6 o'clock early reception, so you get your first chance at purchasing any of the art. And then the full event is 7 to 10 at the Sheraton, and we're going to have live music this year for the whole event through the Doug Largent Trio, which we're really excited about. And folks can also bid on some of the really cool silent auction packages that we've got if you're not an art person or just excited about some of the other things. And Jill, do you want to share a little bit about some of those packages?
Yes. I mean, we have a glorious drop diamond necklace for somebody who is wanting something very special, maybe a Valentine's gift there.
I was going to say, that's Valentine's Day today. If you haven't gotten anything yet, maybe some tickets to this show and then get the diamond necklace.
And then if you want a beach getaway, a 6-bedroom beach house in Wrightsville Beach or a week of your choice, how about that for a Valentine's gift?
Very cool. And all of this is to benefit the Compass Center. So Cordelia, tell us about the Compass Center. For people who don't know, what work do you do?
Compass Center provides services to over 5,000 people in our community each year. Our services focus on three main areas: self-sufficiency services, so financial, career, and legal resources, domestic violence services. We have a hotline, crisis counseling and safety planning, help with protective orders, court advocacy, emergency housing assistance. And then we also do youth empowerment services in Chapel Hill Carborough Schools.
You mentioned youth empowerment services there. February is National Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month, right? So how much of that aspect of the Compass Center goes into that work?
Educating our community about teen dating violence is really important because we know that oftentimes there's this perception that domestic violence only is for older folks or for one group of folks or another, but really we know it cuts across all economic and social levels and groups in our community. And so we do a program called Start Strong in Chapel Hill Carborough Middle Schools that teaches kids about teen dating violence and about healthy relationships. And then we do another program called Teens Climb High that incorporates conversations about consent and about healthy relationships and also focusing on teen pregnancy prevention. So we know that empowering teens with information to make the best decisions that are right for them is the right thing for our community.
And again, this event is not this Saturday, but next, right? February 25th is Through Women's Eyes from Women's Hands at the Sheraton Chapel Hill, 7 to 10 p.m., live music from the Doug Largent Trio, amazing pieces of art, hundreds of them literally, from local artists here in our community, a great way to give back to the Compass Center. CompassCTR.org is the website if you want to find out more about the center or about the event. And before we let you go, what else do people need to know? How can people get tickets? What other logistics are there that the people ought to know?
I think through the website is a great way. Some people may have actually got their invitations this weekend.
I got mine, yes.
Great job. So if you've ever come before, hopefully you're going to see that invitation come right through that door. Otherwise, I suppose you could always call 919-968-4610. That's another option.
All right. Again, CompassCTR.org is the website. Go there, find out more about the Compass Center. Get your tickets now for next Saturday, the 25th of February, that event at the Sheraton Chapel Hill. Cordelia Heaney, Jill Hare, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It is 3:43. Back with more after this.